Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. There's a great deal of emphasis on physical fitness in our society, which is a good thing. Gym membership is higher than it's ever been. But just because people are members of a gym, it doesn't mean that they ever attend. One survey in the USA revealed that 67% of people didn't make any use of their gym membership and suggested that gyms build their business models on the assumption of huge non-attendance. If you are into keeping fit, that's great. Well done. Our bodies are a gift from God, and it's important that we look after them. Paul acknowledged that physical training has some value, but it's vastly outshone by godliness, which he saw as being valuable for all things, bringing blessing both for this life and the one to come. If godly training is so important, we need to know what it looks like. Paul would have seen it as a combination of good teaching, worship, fellowship, and service. He was very anxious about all the nonsense that was being taught by his opponents with their godless ideas and old wives' tales. Timothy needed to have a firm grip on the good news, but he also needed to work hard within the church to encourage sincere and joyful worship. That must have been a challenge within a church that was developing quickly and in which there were clearly many tensions. Day by day, Timothy needed to allow the Holy Spirit to guide him in his ministry and to enable him to serve effectively. While studying is important, godly training is always on the job. So let me ask you a question. What would you say are the most important parts of godly training? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you want us to be fully trained to serve you well. Help us to learn from you today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.